Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has called for the ceasefire in Syria to be revitalized before new peace talks in Geneva can be held. He urged the US and Russia to launch an urgent initiative at the highest level so the talks could be relaunched in May. Mr. de Mistura said a ceasefire in Syria, agreed in February, was in danger of collapse.
In the last 48 hours, we have had an average of one Syrian killed every 25 minutes. One Syrian wounded every 13 minutes.
Reports from the Syrian city of Aleppo say at least 16 civilians have been killed in strikes on a hospital and nearby buildings by government forces. Civil defense volunteers told the French news agency that those who died included children and the only pediatrician in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The Texas senator, Ted Cruz, who's competing for the Republican U.S. presidential nomination, has named Carly Fiorina as his running mate. She's a former chief executive of the technology corporation Hewlett-Packard and was also a presidential contender before withdrawing in February. Mr. Cruz's announcement is seen as aimed at weakening the momentum of the Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. Ms. Fiorina told supporters she and Mr. Cruz could win the Republican nomination.
I've had tough fights all my life. Tough fights don't worry me a bit. What matters is the fight worth having? And this is a fight worth having. This is a fight worth winning. And with your help, we will win this fight.
Profits at Facebook have tripled in the first quarter of 2016 compared with a year ago, rising to $1.5 billion. The number of people using the social network continue to grow. Dave Lee reports from San Francisco.
It's been a deflating couple of weeks for Silicon Valley, with Apple, Google and Twitter all failing to impress investors with their earnings, but not so Facebook. Once again, the social network has managed to grow both its user base and its revenues. 97% of its earnings came via advertising, the majority of that through mobile users. Investors are excited by the potential of newer projects such as virtual reality, artificial intelligence and internet access to the developing world. Facebook also announced a new share structure, which would allow founder Mark Zuckerberg to give away his stock while still retaining control of the company.
Japan's stock markets have tumbled after the central bank decided against new measures to boost the economy. The Nikkei share average ended the day almost 4% down. A fresh stimulus had been expected to help tackle weak inflation and household spending, but the Bank of Japan voted to take no action, spooking investors as well as triggering an unwelcome rise in the value of the yen against the dollar. World News from the BBC. The appeals trial is beginning in Italy of the skipper held responsible for the Costa Concordia cruise ship disaster in 2012, in which 32 people were killed. Francesco Schettino was sentenced to 16 years in prison last year. He's not begun his sentence yet and is seeking to overturn his manslaughter conviction. Reports from Western Russia say the sister of a jailed Ukrainian helicopter pilot, Nadia Savchenko, has been prevented from returning to Ukraine. The sister's lawyer says that after being blocked by Russian border guards, she's now in the Ukrainian consulate in the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don. It's unclear why she's not being allowed to leave Russia. A study in Britain says smokers should be encouraged to quit by switching to e-cigarettes. The Royal College of Physicians says concerns about the safety of e-cigarettes should be laid to rest. Here's Adam Brimelow.
The growing popularity of e-cigarettes has prompted debate about their safety, their potential to help people quit tobacco smoking, and the risk they may encourage some people to take it up. The Royal College of Physicians concludes their impact so far has been very positive. They've helped many thousands of people to quit, and the switch from tobacco smoking is a dramatic step towards better health. It says any possible harm from long-term use is likely to be very small, and it concludes fears that e-cigarettes are a gateway to smoking are unfounded.
A BBC poll has found that about half of the people in countries across the world see themselves as global rather than national citizens. This trend is driven by emerging economies such as Nigeria, China and India, while in industrialised countries, a majority sees themselves as citizens of their own country. Russia and Germany score lowest of 18 countries surveyed in the question of identification as global citizen. They also score lowest when asked about approval of intermarriage between races or ethnic groups. BBC News.